Shalom, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. Today is day 12 of counting the Omer to Shavuot. We are reading from our devotional, 50 Days to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 12, the Good Shepherd. John 10:11. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The Hebrew for shepherd is rohi, a masculine noun meaning a shepherd. It refers to one who pastors, cares for, and shepherds flocks. It may function in poetry as a simile, like the tent of a shepherd, Isaiah 38:12. A useless or worthless shepherd is used to describe a corrupt leader in Zechariah 11:17. John 10:11-16. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired worker is not the shepherd, and the sheep are not his own. He sees the wolf coming and abandons the sheep and flees. Then the wolf snatches and scatters the sheep. The man is only a hired hand and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not from this fold. Those also I must lead, and they will listen to my voice, so that there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Yeshua changes the metaphor. He is the good shepherd. Psalm 23. A psalm of David. Adonai is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you have anointed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Adonai forever. John 10:17-18. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Yeshua, our Master, says, I lay down my life. No one takes it from me. On the contrary, I lay it down of my own free will. Yeshua was neither the victim nor the perpetrator of any Passover plot, but was the fulfiller of God's eternal plan that the eternal Word, John 1:1-2, humble himself by taking human form and dying for the sins of humanity. John 1:14, Philippians 2:6-11. Yeshua's several predictions of his impending death for this purpose. Here, John 12:23-26, 13:33, 16:28, Matthew 10:28. 16:21, 17:22-23, and Matthew 20:17-19, as well as past Tanakh passages indicating that the Messiah would die and be resurrected, Isaiah 53:1-12 and Psalm 16:8-11, provide ample proof. I have the power to take it up again. It is the Father who raised up Yeshua, Romans 8:11. But according to this verse, Yeshua had the power, even in death, to resurrect himself. Yeshua emphasized he is the good shepherd. The prophets speak about bad shepherds who do not care for their sheep but only for themselves. However, Yeshua has laid down his life for his sheep. Isaiah 40:10-11. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, and his arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arm. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that have their young. Ezekiel 34, beginning with verse 11-17. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his sheep in the day that he is among his flock that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them out of all places where they have been scattered in the day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and to all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall lie down in a good fold, and in fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost and bring back that which was strayed, and I will bandage the hurt and the crippled, and will strengthen the weak and the sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, who have become hard-hearted and perverse. I will feed them with judgment and punishment. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between the rams and the great he-goats. The malicious and tyrants of the pasture, that was the Amplified translation. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. The 58th prophecy in Ezekiel 34:7-30. Four predictions fulfilled. I am against the shepherds and will require my flock at their hand. Ezekiel 34:10. I will cause them to cease from feeding the flock. They will no longer feed themselves. I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Psalm 23:1-6, which we read earlier regarding the Lord being our shepherd, but I want to read the Amplified version. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling. We see 30 perfect things in Psalm 23. The Lord, the perfect God, my shepherd, perfect keeper, not want, perfect satisfaction, maketh me, perfect director, lie down, perfect rest, green pastures, perfect supply, leadeth me, perfect guidance, still waters, perfect peace, restoreth, perfect restoration, my soul, perfect self, paths of righteousness, perfect holiness, namesake, perfect object, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, perfect trust. Fear no evil, perfect protection. With me, perfect companionship. Thy rod, perfect defense. Thy staff, perfect help. Comfort me, perfect solace. Preparest, perfect provision. Table, perfect food. Before me, perfect presence. In presence of enemies, perfect safety. Anointest my head with oil, perfect anointing. Cup runneth over, perfect joy. Surely, perfect assurance. Goodness, perfect benevolence. Mercy, perfect compassion. Follow all my days, perfect life. Dwell, perfect home. In the house of the Lord forever, perfect destiny. Lord, Hebrew is Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, Ro-Hi, Yahweh, my shepherd. God is called the shepherd of Israel. Genesis 49:24, Psalm 81, Isaiah 49:11. He predicts setting over them one shepherd who will be true to Israel. Ezekiel 34:23 and 37:24, Zechariah 13:7, and Matthew 26:31. I shall not want. The doctrine of supplying lawful wants as well as needs is taught both in both testaments. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, our good shepherd. As a sheep of his pasture, how has he shown you, according to Psalm 23, his faithfulness to take care of you. I'm going to say today's blessing of the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is the 12 days, which are 1 week and 5 days of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple in its place, speedily in our days. Bo, Yeshua, Bo, in Yeshua's name. Amen.